The biggest moments in the games.
Pegues, right wing for the win! Yes!
The biggest voices in sports.
He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants.
The heartbreak.
And he misses it. That's impossible.
The celebrations.
Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for LA!
It's the audio of the game. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Right, it is the Bulletin Blitz. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Back to work for all of us drones. It is Monday, June 16th, 2025. The Bulletin Blitz gets you the audio of the day. And on Mondays, we try to get the audio of the weekend as well. And it's actually where we're going to start here because this was yesterday. Dave Roberts, manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, spoke about Shohei Ohtani pitching tomorrow, which is today. And it's a little bit earlier than I thought. Here is Dave Roberts.
I don't know if it's going to be one or two innings, but, you know, my guess is probably an inning to start. But it's a good thing. I think that we've kind of the live situation simulated or whatever, it's sort of run its course. So he's ready to make his debut on the mound.
Well, we got an answer to that question as he pitched one inning, 28 pitches, gave up two hits and a run. So his ERA has ballooned up to 9. He was hitting about 99, 100. So, is he in the rotation now? Is he just an opener? When do we work him back up to full game?
I don't think we get a full game out of him until after the All-Star break. They're really going to have to stretch him out.
I'm kind of surprised then that they threw him in to begin with.
Although,
I guess if you go live batters, what's the next step? But I don't know. I thought the plan was you start him, you're going to start him, but. No, he's just your lowly opener, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, reason for that is because you got all these starters that are already banged up. It reeks of desperation for a team that has all the resources that it has. So I'm a little surprised.
It looks like it's just a position player pitching tonight. Right? Nothing special about this tonight.
Right, this is something like Shohei should have been pitching if they were down by like 9.
I mean, I guess throwing 100, though, you don't see the Jet Bandies of the world doing that.
No, that's a straight up fact. Let's go to the crosstown. Well, not crosstown. I'm sorry. Let's go to the cross state rivals of the Dodgers, and that'd be the San Francisco Giants. News of the weekend when it comes to baseball is a shocking, stunning trade out of Boston that sends Rafael Devers to the Giants in exchange for Jordan Hicks and a bunch of dudes. Because that's how I'm going to classify the trade. I don't think it was a great return. At all. But it is a pure salary dump for Boston. The Giants will take every bit of that contract. So I guess that's good news if you care about that. But here's Giants shortstop Willy Adames. This was last night during Sunday Night Baseball. He talks about adding Rafael Devers to the lineup courtesy of ESPN.
Everybody's so excited, man. I mean, me personally, I'm like thrilled, man, to have him on the team. Obviously, he's one of the best hitter in the game, and to have him in the team, I think it's going to help us, to do a lot of damage in this division. And obviously, we need a bat like him in this lineup. So now, when we get Choppy back in the lineup, it's going to be exciting.
It's pretty crazy that we were talking about this trade deadline, and what was even going to be the biggest name that would be moved. Nobody had Rafael Devers on their radar, even with
I did
some of the dissension in Boston. Oh, except for you.
Yeah, no, I thought it was almost a fait accompli that he was going to be gone. Of course, selfishly, I wanted the Cubs to get him because they tried to get Bregman. It wasn't a competitive offer. They could use a veteran third baseman that can slug. I think Devers would have been perfect. But, Tom Ricketts needs to break even. That's what he does.
Well, the Red Sox are just like the East Coast Cubs then.
No. They are penny pinching. But see, the Cubs are trying to get even. Boston is trying to save money because they're about to pump in money into Liverpool or whatever soccer franchise that they own. Like, Boston's ownership is shady with what they're doing with their money.
Dude, the Thunder are really pissing me off.
Oh, it's so aggravating.
They just wasted all this time to overturn a call and just gave the ball away.
Yeah. This game is way too close for my liking. 9:54 left if anybody is going to put it on, but turn on the show in the background. We need the ratings. Let's go to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Panthers will knock off the Oilers in Game 5. It was pretty much over in the first period. Another 3-0 lead. Calvin Pickard just really got worked as his first loss in the postseason. And the Panthers are just getting dominated overall. I'm sorry, the Oilers are getting dominated overall. Let's hear a back-to-back here. Let's get the head coach from Edmonton, Chris Knobloch, on what went wrong and if they can overcome, which they need to because their backs are against the wall, and head coach for the Panthers, Paul Maurice, on what it's going to take to win that final game.
Getting behind obviously is tough, and you can only do it so many times against this team. And, you know, I thought we had a good start, and, you know, we didn't capitalize on our early chances and made a couple mistakes. Obviously, they capitalized. Knowing that we're in a difficult situation, win our last two games, is something that we're confident that we can do that.
Today is today, and we won't deal with it tomorrow. Handle your day. We handle our day today, and we've got a travel routine. We're going to run the exact same routine. We got a day off the next travel. Just handle your day. That's all.
So my Oilers in six is shot.
Yep.
This thing wrapping up tomorrow?
It really feels like it might. I mean, this was somebody that had Oilers in seven. They're going to need to play, honestly, like there is no tomorrow because there isn't. The problem is, they've been getting dominated in the first period basically every game in this series. If it's not for Leon Draisaitl and Calvin Pickard, you know, holding them intact in Game 4, this thing would have been wrapped up already. The Panthers would have won in 5. Connor McDavid has been an absolute no-show. Now, he finally scored, but it's like a day late and a dollar short. Like, you're in a hole right now. Leon Draisaitl has been carrying the Oilers. I don't see how in Florida the Oilers are going to be able to win this game, but they're going to have to, obviously, if you want to force a Game 7, and that may miss my predictions back on the table. But I think we do wrap it up tomorrow. The Stanley Cup will obviously be in the building.
Carlos, if they do it again, I have really struggled to maintain my sanity. My professionalism's been cooked when the Pacers have had these comebacks. If they do it again tonight, this may be the end of an era of Bart Winkler on the radio.
By end of an era, you mean what exactly?
Well, I'm for sure going to swear.
Well, I have the dump button, so you can't. You can always swear. You just can't swear for like 30 seconds straight because I can only dump you 3 times.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, well, then I'll just turn your mic off at the 30.
Hmm.
I have the power. See, you are the show, but I have the power. Let's go to the other Indiana team, not named the Pacers. How about the Indiana Fever? Caitlin Clark came back. She hands the Liberty their first loss, final score 102-88. Here's Caitlin Clark returning from injury.
Yeah, I mean, they were all in transition, so I felt like I was kind of running around fast to try to get them off. I think the third one, I ran all the way to the corner, then ran all the way back up top, then dribbled a few times, and then finally got it off. That takes it out of probably anybody. Like I said, I felt really good out there.
She was great. Did you see what happened to somebody online? Said that 21 million people watched the game, and then Google picked it up. All these websites picked it up.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, WNBA games will get about 1.52, and they're happy. 21 million is like divisional round numbers for the NFL.
Yeah, that's insane. I'm like, I mean, like, I'm sure a lot of people were excited to see Caitlin Clark come back. She had 32 points, by the way. She needed, I think, what, 2 more assists and a steal or something to get triple double. She was close. She balls out, but no way that we're getting that kind of number.